This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli man who was taken hostage by Hamas militants has died in captivity, his community has announced. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
His captors said Sahar Baruch was killed during a failed rescue mission by Israeli forces. The Israeli military has only confirmed that two soldiers were seriously wounded in an attempted hostage rescue and that no hostages were freed.
You need to let the hostages out. Get them out. Now.
At a rally of tens of thousands in Tel Aviv, released hostages called for the rest to be freed. 25-year-old Baruch was among about 240 people taken hostage during Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel, in which militants from Gaza also killed about 1,200 people. The Palestinian death toll in Gaza has surpassed 17,400, the majority women and children, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-controlled territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
Going around Congress, the Biden administration says it's approved the emergency sale to Israel of nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition worth more than $106 million as Israel intensifies its military operations in the southern Gaza Strip. The State Department said in a statement Saturday that it notified Congress of the sale late Friday after Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined, quote, an emergency exists that requires the immediate sale of the munitions in the U.S. national security interest. That means the purchase will bypass the congressional review requirement for foreign military sales. Such determinations are rare, but not unprecedented, when administrations see an urgent need for weapons to be delivered without waiting for lawmakers' approval. For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Time is running out for a measure pushed by the White House to provide more aid to Ukraine, with negotiations getting bogged down on thorny domestic immigration issues. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A deal to provide more U.S. assistance to Ukraine appears increasingly out of reach. Republican lawmakers are pushing for stricter changes for America's immigration and border policies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said this week a delay could have catastrophic consequences for the Ukrainian president's ability to reclaim his country from Russian invaders.
What we want to do since the beginning of this conflict is make sure he has the tools to do that. And those tools are about to run out.
A new GOP aid proposal for Ukraine would call on the U.S. to end humanitarian parole for many migrants, use ankle bracelets on those awaiting hearings, and set new guidelines to essentially close the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has used a speech on human rights to accuse the West of, quote, barbarism for its stance on the Israel-Hamas war, what he alleged was its toleration of Islamophobia. Erdogan told a packed hall in Istanbul the day before the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that, quote, all the values relating to humanity are being murdered in Gaza, referring to Friday's U.S. veto of a United Nations resolution calling for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Palestinian enclave. Erdogan said a fairer world was possible, but not with America, because the USA stands with Israel. A Florida theme park announced on this week that a rare white leucistic alligator had been born for the first time in captivity at its facility in November. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a press release, Gatorland said that leucistic alligators are the rarest genetic variation in the American alligator. The theme park said that leucism in alligators causes white coloration, but they often have patches or splotches of normal coloration on their skin. Gatorland president and CEO Mark McHugh explained to the Reuters News Service just how rare the condition is.
So leucistic alligators are unique and different from albino alligators. Now, there was 18 of these brothers were born in the swamps of Louisiana back in 1987. That's how rare this is. There's only 7 of them left in the world. 3 of them are right here at Gatorland.
The new baby alligator has a normal colored brother. They were both examined by Gatorland's veterinarian, who gave them a clean bill of health. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The U.S. Soccer Federation and Mexico Football Federation submitted a joint bid to host the 2027 Women's World Cup, competing against an expected proposal from Brazil and a joint Germany-Netherlands-Belgium plan. No proposed stadiums were announced by the USSF and Mexico's governing body. The USSF said the bid envisioned taking advantage of efficiencies from the 2026 Men's World Cup to be co-hosted by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.